ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
One of the outcome of the conference of the non-governmental organization has been lately the so-called Code of Good Practice for Civil Participation in the Decision-Making Process. The code was proposed in the first Forum for the Future of Democracy, which, as we said, was produced and promoted in the quadrilogue, including Committee of Ministers, Parliamentary Assembly, Congress of Local and Regional Authorities, and Conference of the Civil Society, which took place in 2005 in Sigtuna in Sweden. During this Forum for the Future of Democracy, it was highlighted the alienation of the citizens regarding the political processes, and it was requested to the conference to elaborate a clear and useful tool to promote citizens' participation. The conference therefore elaborated several documents and discussed several documents. The one which has been approved by the plenary session on the 1st of October 2009, the plenary session of the conference, was the final version of these different documents, which were elaborated by an expert group proposed throughout the participation of the NGOs, and also the document was discussed and elaborated through different regional workshops. The workshops took place in Sweden, in Turkey, in Spain, in Russia, and in Strasbourg to identify if the elements included in the Code of Good Practice would be a minimum understanding of how the civil society will relate with the local authorities. So the process was also part of the code. We discussed a lot the topics and we discussed the tools of the code and shared with the different NGOs in Europe. The whole process was strongly supported by Sweden, which also funded the initiative from the beginning till the approval of the code. The code gives a very broad explanation of what are the parameters of the civil society, what are the principles for civil participation, namely the training and the capacity of the civil society to do so, the importance to have trust between civil society and authorities, otherwise there is no participation possible, the importance of accountability and transparency of the decision-making process, the independence of the NGOs that must be able to participate but not to be influenced by the political level of the authorities. The code elaborated also elements and instruments about how to engage in a citizens' dialogue with the local authorities. They identified 4 levels of participation, from the weakest one, the information, then consultation, then dialogue, and the most elaborated dialogue and participation with the local authorities, which is partnership. They are also described the different circle of the decision-making process, namely the agenda setting, the drafting of the policies, the decision-making, the implementation of the policy itself, the monitoring of the implementation, and then eventually the reformulation for a new agenda setting. The code is presenting the different possibilities for the civil society to interact with the authorities about this whole circle of decision making, and it presents useful metrics, which is combining and seeing the intersection between the level of interaction and the different actions of the decision making process. So the matrix is proposing, for instance, how agenda setting can be influenced with the lowest way of participation, which is just information, or how agenda setting can be influenced in a certain condition where we have, for instance, partnership between civil society and the authorities. The code is a minimum understanding between all the NGOs in Europe, and it has been approved by the Conference of the IONGs. Today, the process of the code is in the second phase. It needs to be implemented, included in the legislation, if possible, of the state, and implemented at the local level. Unfortunately, the conference does not have resources to monitor the implementation and promote the implementation. So probably the NGOs included in the conference will do it by themselves, because at the moment there is a weakness from the financing point of view.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti informativi.
Ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.